USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is speaking out about his longtime friend and ally, Roger Stone, being sentenced to 40 months in prison.
And I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest, because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas, continues.
Roger was never involved in the Trump campaign for president. He wasn't involved. I think early on, long before I announced, he may have done a little consulting work or something, but he was not involved when I ran for president.
Dozens of House Democrats are asking major banks not to fund oil drilling in Anwar. The Hill is reporting the letter, signed by 33 lawmakers, comes after Goldman Sachs announced it would not finance any new drilling or exploration in the Arctic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A convicted leaker of classified information wants out of prison. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning has been held in a detention center for 11 months after refusing to answer questions about WikiLeaks and its co-founder Julian Assange. Manning shared classified documents with that website in 2010. Her lawyers filing a petition in Virginia saying that she won't ever testify before the grand jury investigating WikiLeaks, and the lawyers pointed out that the attorney general was found to be in contempt of congressional subpoenas, and President Trump has ordered his staff not to comply with subpoenas. They said there seems to be different rules for different people.
Some Little League baseball organizations around the country won't let teams have the Astros nickname. One district administrator in Pennsylvania wants teams not to use the Astros name after the team was caught stealing signs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With his first Democratic presidential debate in his rearview mirror, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is back on the campaign trail speaking in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And just like last night at the debate, except the other people on the stage are actually happy to see me now, now I know what it's like to be a Utah fan in Provo during the Holy War. Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error. We need Democrats and independents and Republicans to win. And that was the coalition that propelled Democrats to success in the midterms. And it's the coalition that we need to win in November.
The Georgia Drug Enforcement Agency has seized more than 1,300 pounds of meth connected to a Mexican drug cartel in Atlanta. Speaking with reporters, acting DEA Administrator Autumn Dillon announces Operation Crystal Shield is an effort aimed at taking down meth transportation hubs across the country.
We'll reinforce the important work DEA and our law enforcement partners are already doing to ensure this deadly drug never makes its way into our communities and neighborhoods.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.